Welcome back to the 21 Seconds Podcast. I'm your host, Colt White. We got day two of the Remington Park Futurity Trials. If you haven't already, go check out my preview for day one of the trials going on Thursday night. And then tomorrow, stay tuned for the Remington Derby and Oaks Trial preview that I'll have for you then. Not going to waste too much time. Let's get right into it right after this. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dash Master Jess and Mr. Fulton, standing at Scarlet Hill Farm in Weatherford, Texas. Dash Master Jess is a multiple graded stakes sire with his top runners including Jessa Dash and Angela, Doc McCrocklin, and Jess Master Angel, with his average earnings per starter at over $20,000. The son of Mr. Jess Perry will stand for $1,500 in 2024 and is a sire of Oklahoma Futurity Qualifier Liberty for Jess coming up this weekend. Also, Mr. Fulton, the stakes siring son of Corona Cartel, is from the same family of fan favorite and AQHA champion Trump My Record. He's also a half-brother to Grade 1 winner Jet Black Grace, who won the Heritage Futurity a few years ago. 63% of his two-year-olds in 2023 were winners with 25% being stakes winners, his most notable runner so far being the stakes winner Classy Looking Chick. The stout Bay Stallion will stand for $1,000 this year. Make sure you get in touch with Scarlet Hill Farm at 682-290-5750 and book your breeding today. All right, in the first trial on day two, another field of eight. I'm going to go with the three on top. That's Princess Hadley at 9-2 on the morning line, a daughter of Favorite Cartel out of Princess Jessie by Jesse James Jr. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Mark and Annette McCloy, Trey Wood, the trainer, Ricky Ramirez will have the call. This one's already ran two times this year. Both were third place finishes. The first time was in the Oklahoma Futurity Trials, and then last time out on March 24th against Maiden Company. Got bumped around a little bit in that last start, still just missed there in third. A schooling race winner earlier in the year. Broken front in that one, was lightly asked and cruised home by a length and a half. Princess Hadley, that was on February 22nd. Covered the 250 yards in 13.78. It was 43rd out of 142. Second, I'm going to go to the two. Salsa Corona, Riadosa, yearling for $48,000 last year. This one is a half to champions Just Walking Through, who earned $447,000, as well as Sassy Blue, earner of $296,000. This one's 5-2 on the morning line, a daughter of Corona Cartel out of Just Sassy by Mr. Jess Perry. Really seems like a bargain when you see she's out of Just Sassy for $48,000 and Corona Cartel. Owned by Tom Sheckel, Fernando Manriquez trains, and the jockey Daniel Torres, first-time starter here. Won the schooling race. That was on March the 20th. Stumbled badly at the start, but rallied quickly and was in hand by a half length. As Salsa Corona. That was on the March 20th race. His 250 and 1386 was 31st out of 101 for the Speed LLC bred Salsa Corona out of post two. And then for third, I'll go to the five, Our Secret Candy, a heritage yearling for $24,000 last year. 3-1 of the morning line, a colt by Jess Good Candy out of Our Tiny Secret by He's Our Secret, owned by Nove Racing and Patricio Venzor. James Gonzalez trains, jockey Francisco Calderon. This one didn't have a very good schooling race, ran 8th, and that one broke slow and just was never able to recover. Then worked on March 22nd, going 220 and 1246, ended up 5th fastest of 22, bred in Oklahoma by Cavanaugh Quarter Horses and Our Secret Candy. And this one has also got a half-sister in this race. That's the one, Sweet D, of course, by Uncle D from the Stacy Hill Barn. Trial two, I'll go to the seven on top, San Lorenzo Trump, a heritage yearling for $110,000 last year, a half to the grade three winner, A Legacy of Tales, who earned $166,000. San Lorenzo Trump is 4-1 in the morning line, a colt by Apolitical Jess out of Legacies of Streakin' by Streakin' La Jolla. This one had a pair of schooling races. First schooling race ran 5th and was just no factor in that one. That was on February 22nd. Didn't have a very good time at all, 14.62. But then March 20th ran 2nd in that schooling race. Broke well in that one, had a bid between rivals and was a game 2nd by a neck. Ended up 7th fastest out of 101 on the day with a time of 13.54 for the 250. Second, I'll go to the four, Relentless Pursuit at 5-2, a colt by He's Relentless out of Redheads Run Hotter by One Sweet Jess. This one from the Jason Olmstead Barnaby, ridden by Edwin Escobedo for owners Charles and Elizabeth Horton. Another first-time starter here. Has not ran in a schooling race, but has two really good works. February 24th went 220 and 1166. That was 17th of 91. And then about 3 weeks later, 220 and 1169 was fifth fastest of 60 for Oklahoma bred Relentless Pursuit out of post four. And then for third, I'll go to the six, First Cowboy 727 at 7-2 on the morning line. Colt by Flying Cowboy 123 out of First You Run Away by First Down Dash. This one owned by Santos Espinoza, Jose Villafranco, the trainer, Eric Escada. I have the call. This one's first work, or most, or two works back, was on March 13th, 250 and 1481, 18th of 23, and had a bullet work for the day on March 23rd, went 220 and 1174, of course, fastest out of 41. Another one to keep an eye on there, but I think San Lorenzo Trump from the Keaton Barn will be really tough to beat. Trial three, go to the outside to the nine. Shonda got it on top, a heritage yearling for $17,000 last year. She is 5-2 on the morning line and sired by KVN Corona out of Shonda Got a Prize by Mighty B Valiant. This one owned by We Racing LLC, Fernando Manriquez trains and Daniel Torres with the mount on another first-time starter here. This one was second in the schooling races, broke near the front battle but was no match for the winner. Still ran a 13.78 for the 250 and it was 23rd out of 101. And then on February 21st, before that, went 250 and 1359. Ended up 13th of 148 that day. And Shonda got it. Second, I'll go to the 4A Political Wagon. Heritage earning for $45,000 last year. He's 8-1 in the morning line in a colt by Apolitical Blood. This one out at the PYC Painter Wagon, Mare PYC first prize. Fanny, owned by Daryl Murray, trained by Pedro Hernandez-Blito and Brian Candonosa, will ride. This one's already started once, was fourth in a maiden at Sandy Ridge on March 26th. Did run second in the schooling races prior to that at Remington Park, second by a nose on that one. Drifted out a bit, challenged, but just missed without the drift there. Probably gets up to win that schooling race. Earned about $1,100 so far. Did put up the 19th fastest of 126 that day of the schooling races, 13.70 the time of the 250. And then third, I'll go to the 3, Rosie's Rosie at 12-1, a filly by Tel Cartel out of Cartel Rosie by Carter's Cartel. This one was a Rio Doce yearling for $75,000 last year and a half to the champion Political Rose, earner of $596,000 on the track. This one owned by RDS Legacy Racing LLC, John Steinball, the trainer, and the jockey, Ali Rivera. This one worked 250 at Retama Park in 1445. That was in early March. It was 11th of 22. Went to Remington about 3 weeks later, went 220 and 1212. Another gate work and was 13th of 51. You can't count Steinball out. Seems like so far this meet. Trial four, I'm going to go to the 3 on top in this one, JC Wild Trace at 6-5 on the morning line. She's by Trace Ace out of JC Wild Rose by Apolitical Jess, owned by Jose Cervantes Jr., Toby Keaton, the trainer, jockey Brian Candonosa. With the first time starter here. First work was March 3rd, went 220 and 1180 from the gate, 12th of 61. And then in the schooling races, ran third, broke well on that one, urged about halfway, was no match for the winner, and just missed out on second. Still covered the 250 and 1384, ended up 29th of 101 that day, did JC Wild Trace from post three. Second, I'll go to the 2, Flying In Gold Digger, a heritage yearling for $65,000 last year. 5-1 on the morning line. She's by KVN Corona out of Ashley's Gold Digger by He's a Fast Man, making her a half to two graded stakes winners. Remington Park Futurity winner San Lorenzo Ivory earned $386,000, as well as Gold Digging Ashley, a multiple graded stakes winner of $365,000. Flying In Gold Digger, owned and trained by Eddie Willis and Jimmy Brooks, will have the call. This one worked 220 on February 23rd and 1156, ended up 29th of 114. And then March 6th went 220 and 1151, was fifth fastest out of 30. And then for third, I'll go to the 7, BV She Can Fly at 10-1, a filly by Jess Good Candy out of Isa First by Isa Special, owned and bred in Oklahoma by Bella Vista Farms. Eddie Lee Willis, the trainer. Yasiel Soto will have the mount. This one worked in February, 65-15-30, in the schooling races. Finished sixth, broke slowly, and showed a little late interest, but despite that, still put up a 13.97 for the 250 and was 48th of 101.
Force is exerted on the outer walls of the fragile pulmonary capillaries. Think of it like a vacuum cleaner in the air sacs of the lungs, pulling on the outside walls of the capillaries. This, combined with high blood pressures inside the capillaries, causes the capillaries to rupture, resulting in EIPH. By reducing resistance when breathing in, flare strips turn down the suction on the vacuum cleaner in the lungs to reduce EIPH. See the evidence at flarestrips.com.
Trial 5 on day 2, I'm going to go to the one Flirtatious Showboat on top, a heritage yearling for $40,000 last year. She's 3-1 on the morning line, sired by Kiss My Hawks, out of Splish Splash by Ivory James, owned by Tyler Anaya Graham, Clint Crawford the trainer, and the jockey Jorge Torres. This one was a winner and is in her only start on March 8th opening weekend. Got the win against Maiden Company there. Had a slight stumble at the start, but had a quick recovery and sped to the front to win by a half length. Also ran second in the schooling races on Valentine's Day. Covered the 250 in 13.73. Was 10th of 135. Broke out a bit in that one, but another one where she sped to the front and just missed by a head and was 2.25 clear of third place finisher in that race. So Flirtatious Showboat, my top selection. Second, I'm going to go to the 3, Jessa Corona Peach. This one's 5-1 of the morning line, a filly by Corona Cartel out of Jesse's Peach by Mr. Jess Perry, owned by Terry and Irene Stennett, Trey Wood the trainer, jockey Oscar Andrade Jr. This one's had a pair of starts, ran 7th in the Oklahoma Futurity Trials, but then bounced back to win a maiden race last time out. Had an open lane to run in that one with a bit of congestion in that race. Led from gate to wire and held on by a neck. Did Jessa Corona Peach, earner of nearly 15,000 going into the trials. And then for third, I'll go to the 7, Venetian Cowgirl at 5-2. A daughter of Flying Cowboy 123 at a Venetian Paradise by Papacito. Another schooling race winner here. Going to make the debut. Broke in front in that one. Had a slight urge and held off the rivals by a neck. Had the 18th of 101 on the time for the day, 13.72 for the 250, and about a month before that had the bullet work of the day on February 22nd, 250 and 13.25, fastest of 142, so definitely one to look out for in the 7, Venetian Cowgirl. Trial 6, I'm going to go to the 3 in this one, Flying Bandita at 2-1, daughter of Flying Cowboy 123 out of Meaningful Memories by PYC Paint Your Wagon. This one owned by Sherry Berger and Vicky McBee. Jason Olmstead, the trainer, Edwin Escobedo with the ride. First time out for Flying Bandita. Didn't have a really good February 24th, 22-20 and 11.93, 31st of 91. And another bullet work of the day here for Flying Bandita. It was on March 16th, 2.20 and 11.61. That was fastest out of 60. Second, I'm going to go to the 8. Cujo, a heritage yearling for $35,000 last year, 7-2 on the morning line, and a colt by Coronado Cartel out of Taking On Smashingly by Taking On the Cash. This one owned by Reliance Ranches, Cody Noel the trainer, and the jockey Mario Delgado. This one has already started, but prior to that ran second in his schooling race, had a slight bump at the start in that one, but finished a solid second by 3/4 of a length, and the time for that 250 was 13.97, was 55th out of 148, and in his maiden race ran third, broke near the front, floated out late, and just missed by 3/4 of a length for the whole thing. Did Cujo, picked up 3,300 for that effort, and will look to improve on trial night. And then third, I'll go to the 7, CR Big Time at 4-1, a colt by Freight Train B out of Jess Trace by Trace Ace. This one owned by Kano's Ranch LLC. Bill Valdivia trains. Rolando Rodales will be up. This one, work on February 14th, went 250 and 1186, a turn in work there, and was the fastest of 135. And then didn't have all that great race on February 21st, ended up 137th of 148, but bounced back about a month later in the schooling races. Even though he ran fifth, had a decent start that one, and that one just never really managed to get going, but still put up a 1391 for the 250, ended up 39th of 101, did CR big time. Trial 7 on day 2. I'm going to go to the 3 on top in this one as well. That's Apolitical Sace at 5-2. A colt by Trace Sace at the grade 1 winning Apolitical Jess Mare Linder 16, owned by Richard Tobin, Jason Olmstead the trainer, and the jockey Edwin Escobedo. This one worked at Remington February 24th, 220 and 1213 from the gate, 42nd of 91, and then had a really good work on March 16th, 220 and 1169. Ended up fifth fastest out of 60. Did Apolitical Sace, of course, a really good family there. I think Linder 16 won over 20 races in her career. Second, I'll go to the 5, Fine Wine Kisses at 2-1, a daughter of Kiss My Hawks out of Mr. Perry's Wine by Mr. Jess Perry. Another schooling race winner here, owned by Larry and Bobby Rice. Heath Taylor, the trainer, and Francisco Calderon will be aboard. Was in the February 28th schooling races where she got the win, covered the 250 and 1369, ended up 5th out of 86. Broke in front, and that one was tapped just once, but hand rode in for the win in the final yards and won by a half a length. Did Fine Wine Kisses. Then recently worked on April the 3rd, 220 and 1234, was second fastest out of 9 for the Flag Ranch bred. And then third, I'll go to the 7, Hold My Beer and Watch This. This one's 5-1 on the morning line and a colt by Coronado Cartel. Another one out of a really good Apolitical Jess Mare Dreams Divine, graded stakes winner, owned and bred in Oklahoma by Reliance Ranches LLC, Cody Noel the trainer, and the jockey Mario Delgado. This one worked February 25th, going 220 and 1293. 21st out of 31, not too bad, but in the schooling races, ran second, and that was on March the 20th. Broke into the start in that one, but straightened out and had a game second by a head. Covered the 250 and 1367, ended up 13th of 101. In the 8th, I'm going to go to the 4 on top. That is Big Country 2 at 2-1, gelding by Country 6 Man out of Susie's Timber by First Timber. Owned by Alan Burris, Michelle Hurdle trains, Gonzalo Gutierrez will be aboard. This one is another schooling race winner here. Broke near the front in the start at that one. Dueled throughout and just got up in the final yards by a head. That was on March 20th, 1365 the time, 11th of 101. Prior to that on March 6th, went 250 and 1394, 36th out of 108. Not too often you see Country Chicks Man babies running anymore, but looks like a pretty solid one, especially 2-1 on the morning line for this one. Kind of a bit surprised he's really getting that attention, but just shows how well he's performed in the mornings. Second, I'll go to the 8, Top Flying Cowboy at 5-2, a colt by Flying Cowboy 1-2-3 out of Cropped Top by Corona Cartel. This one from the Trey Wood Barn. Ricky Ramirez will have the riding assignment. Terry and Irene Stinnett, the owners of this colt, didn't have a schooling race. March 20th at Remington, went 220 and 1318. It was 24th out of 27 in that turn and work, but then 9 days later went 220 and 1186, ended up third fastest out of 51. And then for third, I'll go to the 5 Miles Bullet Train at 12-1. She's by Freight Train B out of Miles Famous Eagle by One Famous Eagle, owned by Bill and Mallory Robbins, Clint Crawford the trainer, Jorge Torres will have the call. This one had a bit of a rough trip against Maiden Company on opening weekend. Ran 8th in that one. Broke slow and was squeezed out about halfway home. The 7 and maybe it was the 8 and the 10 kind of squeezed her out of that race and didn't have much of a shot at all, but did run second in the schooling races on February 15th, went 250 and 1397, ended up 53rd of 126. Battled with the leader in that one, urged but just missed, and was a game second by just a half a length in Mal's Bullet Train. Three more to look at on day 2. We're on trial 9. I'll take the 2 on top, Butane at 5-2. Gelded son of One Dashing Eagle out of Fire Blue by Walk Through Fire. This one owned by Douglas Traylor. Mark Younger is the trainer, and the jockey, Jose Alvarez. This one already has a start. It was a win on opening weekend against Maiden Company. Broke near the front in that one and surged late to get up and win by a slight nose. This one was also second in the schooling races on February the 15th. Went 250 and 1367, 13th of 126. Broke good in that one. Battled with the leader and was a game second by a head. I think Butane will be pretty tough in this one. Of course, picked up 14,000 for that maiden win. Second, I'll go to the three, Chasing Waterfalls at 2-1, a gelding by One Valiant Hero out of Trace C by Trace Sace. Carlos Ponce, the owner, Juan Diaz Jr., the trainer, and the jockey Juan Polito. Not really impressive to go off of on this one, but from the Diaz barn, you got to pick them somewhere if you want to be right. Worked at the Dunn Ranch Training Center on March 3rd, 220 and 1260, the lone work of the day. March 20th at Remington, went 250 and 1409, ended up 59th of 101. Third, I'll go to the five, Trace KO at 6-1, a filly by Apolitical Jess out of Adolph Trace Knockout by Trace Sayes. Of course, Adolph Trace Knockout won the Oklahoma Futurity. And let's see, I guess that was 2011. And this one is a full sister to A's and J's, who was a champion earlier. This one owned by Marisol Alvarado, Leonardo Alcala, the trainer, and the jockey Francisco Calderon. This one worked 220 on February 25th in 1293, was 21st of 31, and just a few weeks ago on March 23rd, went 220 and 1183. Another gate work was 7th out of 41 for Trace KO in post 5. Trial 10, I'll go to the 8 on top, that is Heaven's Uncle at 2-1. A colt by Uncle D out of Heaven's Assured by Streak and Dash. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Sherry Gilmore. Bill Valdivia trains. Brian Candonosa will be up. This one ran second in a maiden race. Only time out. That was on March the 16th. Broke near the lead in that one. Battled throughout and missed by a neck. But was a schooling race winner on February 28th. Broke in front and that one was hand-ridden and held off all rivals by a head. And was the bullet work of the day, fastest of 86, 13.53 the time of 250 yards. So definitely one to watch, like the post draw too, for Heaven's Uncle. Second, I'll go to the two, Apolitical Muse, a $55,000 Riadoso sales graduate from last year. This is a full sister to Apolitical J. Wild, stakes winner earned of $128,000. And this one's owned by Gregory Cullum, Stacy Capps trains, Yoeno Navarrete with the ride. This one ran against Maiden Company on March 22nd, finished 4th in that one. Moved around quite a bit before the start, got out decent and was defeated by about a length and a half in that one. So we'll see if she can settle down in the gates this time. Had three works prior to that, nothing really spectacular, probably the best one. Was most recently on March 16th, 220 and 1292, was 50th of 60, and that was a gate work for Apolitical Muse, Rancho El Cabresto bred. And then third, I'll go to the four, Michaela's Enemy, a heritage yearling for 27,000 last year, 8-1 in the morning line, and a daughter of Tempting Dash, out of The Conductor by Freight Train B, owned by Dyke Racing LLC, Romeo Morales Trains, and the jockey Francisco Calderon. This one worked on the 22nd, looks like. Yeah, 22nd of February, 250 and 1414, 81st of 142. Just based off the owners, I'm going to go ahead and pick her in there for third. It was fourth in that schooling race that day. Asked early and was in hand in the final yards was Michaela's Enemy. And now the 11th and final trial on day two for the Remington Park Futurity. I'm going to go to the 8 on top. And this one as well, that's Cool Candy, a Riadoso yearling for $72,500. This one's 5-1 in the morning line, a daughter of Just Good Candy out of Cool Fire by Walk Through Fire. This one's a half to the stakes winner, Cool and Foxy, won the Remington Park Oaks last year. Earner of $126,000 for owner History Farms, Jason Olmstead the trainer, jockey Edwin Escobedo. Another one making her career debut. Couple of works to look at. February 24th went 220 and 1296, 74th out of 91, and then improve the next time on March 16th, 220 and 12, 41, 37th out of 60 for cool candy at a post 8. Second, I'll go to the 5. Sunnyside Dynasty at 10-1, gelding by FDD Dynasty out of Southern Sunshine by PYC Paint Your Wagon. This one was a heritage yearling for $62,000 last year from the family of Whiskey Glasses, owned by Regina Lehman, Victory Bar, the trainer, and James Flores will have the mount. This one's already started once, ran 6th against Maiden Company. That was on March the 21st. Got out decent, but then was knocked completely sideways just about halfway through that race and kind of lost all shot from there, obviously. Ran 3rd in the schooling race, and that was on February 28th. Drifted in after the start in that one, rallied to get up for 3rd, and was just beaten a half a length. Covered the 250 and 1396, was 23rd out of 86 on the day. Bit of a price here on Sunnyside Dynasty. I'd like to throw that first race out of his and see if he can perform a little bit better. And then 3rd, I'll go to the 6, Hero Perfecto at 7-5 on the morning line. A colt by Valiant Hero out of Sting Scorpion Sting by Strawfly Special. This one owned by Victor Mendoza, Samuel Mendoza, the trainer, Eric Escada. We'll have the call. This one ran 3rd against Maiden Company on open weekend. Broke well in that one, battled and was just out, finished by half length for the whole thing. Ran 4th in his schooling race on February 21st. Was pinballed at the start in that one and lost all chance, but still able to finish 4th in that one. Covered the 250 and 1451. And that was 118th of 148. Most recent work was on March 26th, went 220 and 1252. Just a turn in work, was 9th out of 13. 7-5 on Hero Perfecto out of post 6. And that'll wrap it up for this episode. Hope you all enjoyed. Good luck to everybody in the trials this weekend. And stay tuned tomorrow. We'll have a preview of the Remington Oaks and Derby trials. Thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.